This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, Mike Luoma, and we are about to get into a brand new audiobook, a brand new podcast of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition. I have some amazing people doing cameos on this audiobook, voice cameos. So they're, you know, performing the part of different characters in the book. I've got Paul E. Cooley, I've got Veronica Jaguar, we've got Keith Hughes, Starla Hutchton, John Miro, Dave Robison, and Scott Sigler. Luminaries from the world of podcasting, science fiction and fantasy, authors, voice acting, narration. The audiobook itself is out. You can get it at Google Play or Kobo, a few other places. Not yet at Audible. I'll let you in on a little secret. Behind the scenes, Audible goes really slow. So hopefully it's there soon. I hope. It's been there for a while. They have it. It's just not available yet because they are slow. But it is available in some places and you'll be able to hear it starting this week right on this podcast on Glow in the Dark Radio. As we get into Chapter 1 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th anniversary edition, we've got a special voice cameo from Veronica Jaguar as Meredith McIntyre, Governor of Lunar Prime. If you want to hire Veronica, or you want to hear other examples of her work, just go to voicesbyveronica.com. So we're about to get into Chapter 1. There is a war going on. The UTZ is controlling Earth and the orbital stations around the Earth. The UTZ is the Universal Trade Zone, run by a council of CEOs. The Islamic population of Earth, the Muslim population of Earth, has been forced off planet, both through natural migration and through almost a kind of planet-wide ethnic cleansing. And they are now mostly set up on Mars in old UTZ holdings and old Japanese holdings that are peppered across the surface of Mars. The UIN, the Universal Islamic Nation, is the group that binds them together. And the UIN and the UTZ are at war. The UIN would kind of like to come back and live on Earth, you know? Jerusalem was nuked years ago. Mecca was destroyed years ago. So now the UIN has declared all of Earth to be Mecca, which they are going to take back. The war's been going on for a while, hot and cold. And as the book opens, we're at a peace conference. The moon is neutral. It's a free state, independent. Main city of the moon is called Lunar Prime. The governor of Lunar Prime is Meredith McIntyre, played by Veronica Jaguar. Special voice cameo. And as a neutral party, she's called the two sides together to try to forge some kind of peace. It's not going to go well. Well, this is called Vatican Assassin, after all. That's where we'll pick things up. That's where we get into Chapter 1, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. Of course, the book is out as of Friday. You can get the ebook pretty much everywhere you can get ebooks. The paperback is out. It's at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. For those of you who like indies, it should be at bookshop.org soon, but it's not there yet. The audiobook, as I was mentioning a little bit earlier, not yet at Audible. We're still waiting on them. But it is available in some other places, including Kobo, Google Play. I checked as I was putting the podcast together, and the audiobook is available in the iTunes Store or Apple Books, audiobooks. It's available there as an ebook as well. Celebrating a brand new book birthday. Well, a new old book, because it is. Well, it's not the exact same as it was. I've done a light re-edit, but not a rewrite. So I wouldn't call this a totally new edition, but it is an updated and re-edited, a freshened, tuned-up edition. And it's got a beautiful new cover, the new cover by Federico Guillen. Thank you to Federico for coming up with a great new cover, BC Down in the Sewers, which is chapter 2, which we'll get to next week. But yeah, I'm celebrating, out now everywhere. Oh, speaking of celebrating, I want to welcome a brand new patron. Thank you to Kim from New Zealand. At least I think Kim is from New Zealand, judging by their email address. I appreciate the support. Be talking to you on Patreon. That's where you go if you want to become a patron and help support this podcast. Go to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. Patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. That's my page there at Patreon. And that lets you sign up for $2, $5, or $10 a month as a patron and help support the podcast and my books and all this stuff that you hear and see and hopefully enjoy. I also put out a new video as part of my stone workings explorations. I went down to Massachusetts just over a week ago, and had a chance to check out an old stone wall back in the neighborhood where I grew up. Very interesting. Seems to have snakes and turtles weaved into it. Animal effigies. Very cool. Now, because of the pandemic, I've been back in Vermont and self-isolating, quarantining, for 7 days, and went out this morning on the seventh day, since I've been back, and got a COVID-19 test. So once I find out, hopefully, that I'm clean, then I can get out of quarantine. But I am under restrictions now for having traveled. But I also got to see my mom, and that was important. I had not seen her in many, many, many months. I was driving down there, what was it, a week ago Friday, when Vermont announced all kinds of new restrictions. So it's like, I found out about those once I got to Massachusetts. It was a little late. But still, I had already planned on coming back and quarantining because that was the rule that was in place anyway. But yeah, I took the test this morning. It's the only thing you can get out of the house for. You walk down there and get tested and walk back. And of course, all the voice work and such I do, I can work from my house. I've been doing the radio show from here, all that. Doing this podcast, of course, from the house. So the self-isolating thing isn't that constricting for me. It's just I can't go to the grocery store. I had kind of stocked up ahead of time knowing that, but now I'm down to just like soups. Had to have a roommate pick me up some creamer for my coffee, too. Can't go without coffee. I'm like, I have that creamer. Just making things work in the new world, you know? Well, enough chit-chat. With this being the very first chapter of Vatican Assassin, we're going to skip past promos and go right into Chapter 1 here on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now, here's Chapter 1 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, with special guest cameo from Veronica Jaguar on Glow in the Dark Radio. Acts 2:20. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. Chapter 1. The moon, our bright light in the night sky, a cratered white orb aglow on a field of stars. When she shines full, you can see the glint of metal off of humankind's home on her surface, the main city on the moon, Lunar Prime. The moon, now home to more than 1 million people, an independent state, not allied with either of the factions in the ongoing war between Earth and Mars. Both sides in the war seek Lunar Prime's favor. Both sides respect and maintain the peace of Lunar Prime. It's one of the few homes of mankind not involved in the war, one of the few places the two sides can still meet as they try to negotiate an end to bloodshed, when they bother to try. The governor of Lunar Prime, Meredith McIntyre, is popular with leaders on both sides of the conflict. She's used her position to gain power, both for herself and for Lunar Prime. Her stature makes her an attractive ally and an attractive target. She's using her power to bring the opposing sides together with a peace conference on the moon, a conference gathering representatives from all involved parties. The Universal Trade Zone, the UTZ, who control most of Earth, near-Earth orbit, and who once controlled the moon itself. The Universal Islamic Nation, the UIN, who control Mars, and the Maglev shipping highway, connecting Earth space and Mars. The New Catholic Church, allies of the UTZ. The NCC with a small c to represent Catholic in its broader sense. The New Church, which includes all of Earth's Christians except for the Mormons, ever since the Great Reunification of 2104, 5 years ago. Representatives from other faiths are also present at the conference, invited to participate by the governor. Many faiths are now based on Lunar Prime, forced or otherwise driven off of Earth during 70 years of fighting between the Christian UTZ and the Muslim UIN. The governor has invited the representatives of these other faiths to attend the conference to hopefully cool some of the heat between the two foes. The war has been raging hot and cold since 2041, since the destruction of Jerusalem. It's still not really clear who was actually responsible for the destruction of the Holy City, but each side, naturally, still blames the other. After Mecca was destroyed in 2070, there was no turning back. The war has heated up of late, and for the first time threatens to spread to the moon. The governor hopes to stop this. This conference is a start. The representatives are gathered in the main conference center on Lunar Prime, the great hall used for the moon's affairs of state. The conference has all comers on their best behavior. People who would otherwise shoot each other on sight sit silently at tables across the auditorium from each other, awaiting the governor's keynote speech. Some stare out the giant windows on the long side walls of the hall, out at the gray lunar landscape, at the other domes, tubes, and buildings that make up Lunar Prime, and out at the infinite carpet of stars. Some stare at the empty dais and podium, and the giant picture of the moon that hangs on the wall behind the dais. Some simply stare at each other. The Muslims from Mars all wear red-colored variations on their ancestors' traditional desert garb. They have been driven from their homes on Earth, but maintain their ancient ways defiantly in the face of those who destroyed Mecca and stole their home. They glare, ignore, and sometimes nod at others in the crowd. The UTZ delegation is all in business suits. In a way, they too honor their own ancient traditions. The suit, the tie, the ancient garb of the businessman. The NCC delegation next to them in the Great Hall is also in traditional dress, a cardinal in red, the other priests in black, dark purple, blue, and green, with clerical collars. Their group deliberately ignores the Muslims across the way. The tension is palpable in the air, electric. You can almost smell the ozone, as if lightning were just about to strike. The governor waits in the green room for her cue. About a minute left before she's to go out and make her speech to the assembled crowd, to open the dialogue. She has engaged both sides in less public dialogues as well.
The UIN have been very reasonable. Nice people,
she thinks.
They seem willing to talk and work together. David deals with some of them, and they seem sane enough. The UTZ are all business, no warmth. And the NCC Cardinal and the Vatican delegation are almost a joke. You can't talk to him about public policy. Although they do have a new man up direct from the Vatican. David says he's dangerous. A dangerous priest. He popped in here by mistake just a minute ago, and he seemed nice enough. Ah, there's the cue.
The governor walks into the auditorium through a door to the right of the dais. The low buzz of conversation fades as she's seen, as she walks up the dais to the podium. She stands behind the podium and looks out at the crowd.
Some of these people's fathers and mothers fought each other. What chance does anyone have of bringing them together? What chance do I have? Well, somebody has to try. Here goes. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for agreeing to come here, for agreeing to see each other in peace, arms put aside for the moment to talk. Attending this conference is the bravest act yet on either side in this war. I applaud you.
The governor steps back and applauds. Her solo clapping is joined by one of the rabbis in the crowd, and then the applause spreads. The spontaneous ovation drops off after about a minute, as the governor smiles and again approaches the podium.
We are right to cheer this hope for peace. We begin with hope. We put the battle aside for the moment for this chance at peace. Lunar Prime is often in the middle of these battles. We haven't been hit physically in this last long round of conflict, but we've been hurt by this war all the same. Hurt by both sides. No side is blameless. Lunar Prime remains neutral in spite of our pain. Because we are so close to the Earth, the Universal Trade Zone exerts untold pressures upon us. As their only refuge in Earth space, we also feel extraordinary pressure from the Universal Islamic Nation. The Moon.
She stops. A puzzled look crosses her face. She falls. She collapses like a puppet whose strings are cut. Governor Meredith McIntyre looks up at the moon, the picture of the full moon on the wall, up behind the podium she had just been standing behind. Standing on the moon. Her moon. She lies flat on her back, losing consciousness. What was she thinking? The UTZ war with Mars and the Universal Islamic Nation puts the moon in the middle too often. Her moon.
My moon. The moon in the middle. What?
She can hardly hold her thoughts, hardly keep her eyes open. She looks up and sees the moon, her moon. She rolls her head from side to side, sees less and less of her moon. There are people rushing around her, grabbing her arm. People are trying to help her as she lies on the dais. She sees the moon one last time. Then, nothing. The governor is down! Call a med squad! Get me more security! Close this place off now! Nobody leaves without answering to me first! No one gets in, either, without my say-so!
Lieutenant Governor Mark Edwards finishes barking orders and looks down at his boss, his friend, Madam Governor McIntyre, lying on her back. His aide is checking her pulse.
How is she?
I think she's dead, Mr. Edwards. There's no pulse.
Edwards pushes his aide out of the way.
He reaches down and feels for a pulse along McIntyre's neck. Nothing. People are beginning to crowd in.
Come on, a little space, please.
Two men in blue med uniforms rush up the stairs of the dais to the edge of the group gathering around the governor.
Medics, Mr. Edwards!
Make room! Let him in here!
The EMTs work on the governor. Edwards watches as they pound her chest, send tubes down her throat, and scramble to try to revive her. Edwards looks around the room. Diplomats, envoys from the UTZ and UIN, representatives from every religion practiced on Lunar Prime. They look on in shock. The governor is not responding to any of the EMT's ministrations. They defib her, but she doesn't respond. They keep trying. 3, 4, 5 minutes. They do all they can. She's gone. Edwards looks up from her still form at the crowd staring back at him. The delegations are looking at him and the scene on the dais, but they also glare at each other as they mill about, waiting for news, waiting to leave the auditorium, waiting for it to sink in. That was Chapter 1 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, with a special guest cameo from Veronica Jaguer as Governor Meredith McIntyre. Find out more about Veronica's work at voicesbyveronica.com. That is Chapter 1 of the new book that is out as of Friday, Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. You can get the audiobook, which you're hearing on this podcast, at Google Play, at Kobo, in the iTunes Store or Apple Books, and eventually at Audible. The ebook is out everywhere, and the paperback is available at least Amazon and Barnes & Noble to begin, celebrating the 15th anniversary of releasing my very first novel, Vatican Assassin. Please consider supporting this podcast and my science fiction efforts by becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. And great thanks to everybody who is a patron and supports the podcast. Thank you to Kim from New Zealand, who is our newest patron. Thank you very much, Kim. And that is all for this week. There are a couple chapters that are coming up where I don't think there are any cameos, and then it starts to come fast and furious. I know next week we're getting right into the head of BC, so that's going to be all me in Chapter 2. Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. As I've mentioned, it is a little bit tuned up, lightly re-edited, and so the entire audiobook is re-recorded, which is something I've thought about doing for years, but never had a reason to. Now I do, and I did. And I got these cool people to do cameos, so I hope you give it a listen. For all my stuff, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, MikeLuoma.com. That does it for now. I'm Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2020 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details
at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.